In the Mawasi area southwest of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza Strip, displaced residents woke up forcibly after midnight Tuesday to a large-scale Israeli airstrike. The people wonder as to why their area was bombarded, given the fact that Israel designated it as a humanitarian zone. Nemer El-Zahar is a displaced resident from the nearby Rafah city. Nemer witnessed the airstrike.
Both those who survived and those who were martyred were taken to an area that is only a few meters away from the bombardment. They are all displaced residents who the Israeli Defense Forces pushed into a supposedly safe zone. The IDF, who defends the Israeli citizens, bombed and killed those displaced residents in a heinous way.
The Israeli airstrike also impacted several other tents here. Mahmoud Al-Shaar is a displaced resident from Rafah City. Mahmoud told Pacifica that his family's tent went down deep in the sand.
As you can see, I am searching for my belongings here, like my winter clothes. I have no other place to move to, and I plan to stay in the same spot. While I search for my things right now, I'm making sure my children are holding our place on the ground here until I am able to re-erect our tent right here in the same spot, God willing. Where could I move to? Whatever happens, let it happen. And I am satisfied already.
An Israeli army statement suggests that the army, based on solid intelligence information, spotted a Hamas leadership meeting. The army adds that the Hamas leaders used the place as control and command location to the party's operations against the Israeli army and Israeli territories. Yahya is a long-time resident of the same location where the warplanes pounded several tents deep to the ground.
We've been living here in some sort of safety for a while, thank God. But sometimes those who consider themselves to be resistance elements appear to come over here, among us. They should stay away from us. They never help us, at any rate.
According to the Gaza-based Palestinian Health Ministry, 40 people were killed and 60 others were injured due to the airstrike earlier on Tuesday. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Migheri, in Gaza.